Good afternoon, good night, good day, wherever you are. This is Unleashed Unapologetically with your coach, Nadege. I'm your personal development, executive leadership, and confidence coach. And I'm here to inspire you with our guests, because you know we bring guests all the time to you. And each time they come in with words of inspiration, words that could get you to move and start working on your health, your wealth, your personal development, your communication, your physical, you name it, especially your emotional development. So you could think about where you want to go in your life, but you need the support from a coach. And that's what we do when we come here, and we have great conversation with our coaches when they come here as well. So you are set to unleash this evening with Andrea. Andrea Lend is an author and a speaker, and she has so much that she will come in to pour into us this evening. And I cannot wait to dive into the conversations with her, because there's so much that she talks about that definitely are words of, you know, that would inspire you if you are going through an obstacle in your life. So let me quickly go over what she does and who she is. She has overcome lupus, and it is an autoimmune issues naturally that she could express to you more about what it is and what it did to her and what it's doing to her, but how she overcome it is the story behind it all. And it's not just that, it's the work that she does outside of her sickness. You know, we have different autoimmune that we go through, we have in our lives, but there are many ways that we combat them, right? So she will tell us how she did and what you could do in your journey as well when you are going through some obstacles in your life that requires you to probably take a pause and listen to your body even more. So she is that person who loves to speak. She enjoys speaking. That's why she's a speaker, right? She talks and inspires others, and she will tell you how to really come across understanding how to connect with the power, you know, the higher power above our head, which is our God. And she also has a podcast. Yes, it's called Downloads from God. So she's going to tell us all about what she does and how she does it, because she's the only person, the best to tell us how she's doing all that and continue to inspire many. So welcome, my love. How are you this evening?
Thank you so much for having me here. I am doing very well tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for being here with us. And it's a pleasure to hear that you are doing excellent. You're doing well tonight. And, you know, you are that woman behind the voice, because you are a speaker, you are an author, and you talk about, you know, that connection as well, that in which you speak through your devotional and your inspiration that you bring to the table of your podcast, which is Downloads from God. So tell us, what got you to start?
Well, so the ministry piece of my life has come sort of at the tail end of my life. But I had a huge redirect when I was younger. In my 20s, I was a pilot. I was flying planes and headed to the major airlines and thought that's what I was going to do. And at the age of 30, my body just broke. So had to take that pause, as you just said, and figure out how I was going to survive this thing. At 30, I was not interested in being sick for the rest of my life. So I really had to seek wellness. It wasn't, and I think that's, you know, that's a key to whatever we're looking for in life, is we just get super laser focused and go, right? And so I had been really laser focused on flying and desperately wanted to work for the majors. But when my body broke, I had to put all the attention. When you're sick, you only have one dream, and that's to get. So I sought out a lot of help, because at first with autoimmune, and I think it's a popular topic right now, because so many people are being diagnosed with autoimmune, and it really doesn't matter the specific illness. Most of us who are well with autoimmune have similar things. So and I've connected with a lot of those folks. So most of us are well, like I said, have done the same things. But when I was 30, I had no clue. It was a time of discovery and a huge time of redirection by God. Truly, it wasn't in his plan for me to be that pilot and live that kind of a life. So it took 3 years to get well, and first started in regular doctor's offices. And it seemed like I was always sicker when I'd coming out than when I went in. And
wow.
I was so allergic to everything, like the meds they were trying to give me, it was pretty clear I had to do something different. And my aviation community was telling me, go see a naturopath. And about 30 years ago, what's a naturopath? But we found one out here in Denver, Colorado, and we're close to Boulder, Colorado, and that's where a lot of them are. So found a phenomenal doctor to work with for a few months. And from him found the doctor. He's a regular MD who did work with me to bring about all of that wellness. He had an apothecary in his office, and he would treat with either meds or natural, but I couldn't take meds. So he put me on a potpourri of all kinds of vitamins and supplements. And I literally fasted on liquids for 90 days, giving my stomach rest, my intestinal tract rest. And then just started out with steamed vegetables, like steamed zucchini. That was it. And for a long time, just steamed some vegetables. You can imagine I had wasted away to almost nothing, but that was the healing piece, not continuing to toxify the body. And over time, I was able to add in more vegetables. And really, I ate vegetables then morning, noon, and night for 3 years, and I got well. So it was giving up a lot, but then it was more about, what do I need to do? I did some kind of crazy stuff to get well. I read everything I could read on people who were diagnosed with cancer and got well, and I mimicked what they did, and I juiced, and I did all these things to run after health. And little by little, my body responded. And I'm talking, like, I'd see incremental differences after 6 months. But it was enough. It was enough to keep me going and moving, you know, moving down that path. And I was fortunate to really regain my health and be able to live a healthy life. I was able to then have 3 children. And that was a true blessing in my life, which was sort of the next phase. And we spent a lot of time at home. We did some homeschooling, and I was learning right along with them, and very attached to my Bible, and kept studying and learning. It was in those quiet years I started journaling prayers, writing prayers to God, and that really led me to where I am right now.
Mm. Thank you for sharing your stories. My goodness, a pilot. Probably going to have you taking me around the world. Oh my goodness. And like you said, sometimes we have our dreams, you know, we want to do one thing, and then, you know, it just shifted to something else, and you had to shift into something else, because when the health comes in, you have to put you first. And I it's so common, the conversations that we have, especially women, around, you know, being able to put ourselves first due to an autoimmune, you know, disease, because it's coming in a lot. We are so busy doing that at some point when our body is just breaking down, we just feel like, oh my goodness, I did not see that coming. You know, that's always the reaction that we get. Mm-hmm. So tell us about what your thoughts on that.
No, 100%, absolutely. And it's interesting because I was just in this conversation with 2 other ladies this afternoon where we were sharing the same thing. We get busy. I mean, the common response when you say, hey, how are you doing? Busy. And not just a little busy, not even, the busy isn't even a word that describes how our lives are. And we weren't meant to live that way. You know, we truly weren't, especially in when it's busy, not being outside. Like, there's one thing a couple hundred years ago with the pioneers, and they were outside and working the land, and they were out in nature and being really fed back in terms of their spirit, their physical being. They were eating real foods, and it was good. I mean, that's a different kind of busy. But now we're in front of screens, we're on the phone, we're doing all these things with artificial lights. I mean, and so, yeah, our bodies, it takes a toll on our bodies for sure. And then we realize when our bodies break that we haven't tended to our spirits either, or our minds. And yeah, I had this this major kind of aha moment the other day as I was driving and thinking, you know, when a lot of romantic comedies or movies or whatever, they meet the guy and it's like, where have you been all my life? And I was thinking as I was driving, I'm like, where have I been all my life? You know, where have I been? And that's huge. I mean, I think we really need to take a look at that. We're not typically willing to look at that until we have to take that pause. Because we think everything is so important, as it is. When we have families, we have to take care of those families. And there's no, there, you know, there's no getting around that. But I can say that I've done it a little differently than some in terms of when, once I had children, I was ready to care for them and not worry about the external worldly things, if you will. I resigned from a really high paying job when my first one was born, and we struggled financially, absolutely. But my children were my priorities. And it was very life-giving, and we lived a very simple life while they were, you know, while they were schooling. So we have to be careful. The seasons in our lives, they can't all be busy. We've got to take that time out, that, you know, take that pause. Well, we don't until we have to. It's unfortunate.
And I love what you just said. Most of us don't unless we have to. And that's a pause right there, because that is so true. You know, we don't always say to ourselves, hey, take a break. Regardless of whatever we're doing, take a break. Instead, we, like you said, we are human being, you know, we are there and we just want to do and not really pausing to say, oh, wow, look at this flower out here. I want to smell the beautiful flowers. We don't take time to walk, you know, with no shoes on. We don't take time to just say, you know what, let me just not do anything because today is a day to rest. Because the minute we put the word rest in our mind, in our brain, it's like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Should I rest?
Yeah. And it's like we almost need approval to rest. It's right. We won't take it on our own. And we feel like when we're being selfish or lazy or all those things, you know, those words kind of flood into our minds. And so then we pop back up and get going again. But there is this thing about truly taking care of ourselves in the way that everybody needs something different. For some people, that is going out and having fun. You know, that's their thing. And if they just work with no fun, they're going to burn out. And for other people, I'm one who more seeks peace. I need some space. I need some, you know, and so everybody does that rest thing, I think, a little bit differently and should listen to their spirits and tell them what it is they need. Some people go hiking, and that sounds like work to some people, but it's really rest for them. I was talking to a friend several years ago, and she said that her husband was a true introvert, but at work, he was the top salesperson. I said, how can that be? And she said, he gives it all. But then on the weekends, about once a quarter, he goes to the mountains by himself, pitches a tent like where no one else is, total off-road, and that's how he recharges. So I think we just have to know, or at least discover. I mean, life is just one big discovery. We do need to discover what feeds our souls and do those things to get a break from the everyday grind.
Right. Yes, we need to discover, you know, our soul, where we are. Earlier you did bring the connection. You made the connection between the fact that, you know, we are doing so much, and now we are exposed to, you know, being in front of a computer all day, and, you know, or the lighting in front of, you know, all day, and there's not much moving around that is actually being done. So all that, do you feel that, you know, that kind of exposure is the cause of, you know, people now coming in with a lot of autoimmune diseases, or people who are feeling like, okay, they are in pain all the time, chronic pains, and they don't know which way in and out to go in because it's so extreme. Do you think that it's possible because we are so exposed?
There's three things that I would put into that category of why illness is so prevalent today. But interestingly, I think there's some statistics out now that when people are sitting, like sitting is the new way to cancer, if you will. It's the new pack of cigarettes a day. Like that's what they're saying. If you're working from home, you need to get up every hour, shake it out and do something to get the blood going again. We lived next to a gentleman who, he worked from home and he ended up with blood clots in his legs, you know, from non-movement. So then when that happened, boom, he was out. You saw him walking all the time, walking to the grocery store in the morning, walking in the afternoons. You know, we need to move for sure. The sedentary lifestyles that we have absolutely does contribute to ill health for sure. I think there's two other things that are on fast forward that we really need to take a look at as well. One would be the foods that we consume. They're so filled with chemicals and pesticides and things like that. And it's just a thing. I mean, it's just, there's really not a lot of regulations against how things can be made and what's in them and those kinds of things. So when I changed my diet, it was a reset. And after those 3 years, and this was again, something like 20 years or so ago, I happened to be watching PBS where Deepak Chopra came on, and I'd never seen him before, but I was intrigued and I sat and watched him, and he said that every 3 years, every cell in our body is regenerated. So we're basically making a new body every 3 years. So being cognizant of that, what body do we want 3 years from now? And I looked at my husband and I said, well, that's what I just did. You know, I fed myself nothing but organic vegetables for 3 years and my body repaired. You know, our bodies are meant to do that. When we get a cut on our arm, or we expect it to heal. We don't look at it every day and go, I don't know if that's gonna, you know, I'm gonna have to do something about that. It just heals. Our bodies have this natural ability to heal, but we have to do the right things. So food is a thing. That's a thing, what we're putting into our bodies, the processed foods, that's really tearing up our systems. The third thing that I would add to that are the chemicals that are around us. I had no idea how toothpaste and shampoo and makeup and cleaning, I had no idea the chemicals that were in them. Until fast forward about 8 years ago, I had another bout with lupus. And it looked like it was Graves' disease, which is a thyroid malfunction that goes into hyperspeed. Went to the doctor, sent me to the ER, came home with a diagnosis. And when I researched it, what Graves' disease was, it said that it's your autoimmune system that attacks your thyroid. Well, someone came into my life at that point and said, hey, look, I think this can help you. There's a private manufacturing company that is really careful to not put chemicals in their, all the things that they make. They make them as nature-based as possible. I didn't think a thing of it. And I put them off for 3 months. And finally I thought, well, you know, maybe that would help my kids. Maybe they won't get something like what I got. So I just switched stores, switched where I was shopping. And within 3 weeks, I woke up one morning and every symptom was gone. And within 9 months, my blood test reversed. And that's when I started researching what is in the things we're using every day that could bring this on. So that's why I say there's three, you know, there's three really important factors. It is how we're living. You know, are we sedentary? Do we need to get up and get moving? Secondly, the foods we're putting in. And thirdly, what we're putting on, swallowing, digesting, you know, absorbing into our skin and breathing. Those are really important. And they're easy things to fix. It's just being intentional about them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gents. I'm hoping that you just took notes of those three tips that were shared, because, you know, we oftentimes we say in our head that we are going to work out or we are going to eat healthy, but yet we don't, because we find ourselves saying, oh my God, it's too hard to do. I don't know if I can wake up early in the morning, or I don't think I can go ahead and eat vegetables like, you know, Andrea did, you know. But we have to do, if we want to be healthy, if we want to do the best that we could do for our bodies, our mind and our soul, then we have to go in to look at the things that really will help us be better and not actually deteriorate our bodies, our system, you know, overall. And as we heard, you know, what Andrea shared, when you go into giving yourself the space to learn about you, to know that, hey, maybe I need to sleep more. Maybe I need to walk instead of sitting for all 8 hours straight. Then there's something that you start doing for yourself. You start, you know, the radar, you start giving signal to say, hey, I'm aware of myself. I'm mindful about who I am and I'm showing up for myself. And that's what she is telling us to do. You know, those tips that she has just shared with us, I'm advising all of you, take notes, because they will help you. You may think that, oh, I'll get to it. No. Get to it now, because when you get to it now, it's going to help you. And guess what? You're gonna do it, and others around you are gonna see that there are changes happening in you. They're gonna wanna do the same thing you're doing. And that's the ripple effect, right? So tell us about, you know, the messages that you speak in your podcast. Do you base it mostly on health and wellness, or do you go and talk about different topics?
Well, thanks for asking. So I write daily devotions, and some people had told me along the way, well, I don't read much, but if it were in a podcast, I would listen. So I literally just speak my devotion into a microphone so that I can record it and upload it into a podcast. So it's basically a very short 5-minute or less devotion every day, and prayer as well. So that's what my podcast is about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's called Downloads?
Downloads from God.
From God. Beautiful. I just love that name. Because we all need to get the downloads, you know, from God, mm-hmm. The messages, that connection. And oftentimes we need it, because it comes as revelation as well. Because when we can hear the messages, there's always a message behind the words.
Right. You know? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I spend just a little bit of time, you know, I take one scripture and I write about that, and then I write a prayer to go along with that. But I really want to stand in the gap for the people who are so busy that how do you stay connected? I mean, I lived those busy lives, you know, that busy time too, the busy seasons, even having littles. It's really hard because you wake up at the first cry and you go to bed when the last one goes to bed. And so there's very little sleep. But if someone can just get 5 minutes of an inspirational word, it can just change, flip their day upside down from being a bad day to a good day. So that's, at this point, my mission is to keep the busy people connected and drawing closer to God during those really busy times.
I love that. Do you feel that the connection with God was also your healing process to get to where you are now?
He was calling me back to him for sure. I grew up, my dad was a pastor, but you know, we get away, we start going after some dreams and goals that we want to pursue. I mean, I'd never done anything so fun, so cool as to fly an airplane. Believe me, I'm like this introvert at the back of the room. But when I got in the sky, it was gorgeous. And part of that, you know, that feeling when you first take off in an airplane, I mean, even a commercial jet, it's like you leave your problems behind. Mm-hmm. Like every time I took off, and you never want, and in a small airplane, it's probably even more, you're more conscious of it, because you're leaving the ground at a much lower and slower speed, and you just lift off, and you could just, you know, you just felt this disconnect then from the world that was pulling you to itself or whatever. So I loved flying, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever, but God was like, nope, you're going to find me in another way. And so he could have healed me as quick as he did the second time. You know, that was a 3-week thing. He could have, but he took the 3 years because he needed me to lean on him and really get close to him. And when you're as sick as I was, I mean, there were many nights I wasn't sure I would wake up the next day. But, and when you're that sick, the veil is lifted just a little bit and you're a little bit closer to the spiritual realm, if you will. It was the one time I heard the audible voice of God. And, you know, I would get visualizations that I would then do. I mean, there was just this real deep connection. And absolutely, the body doesn't heal without the spirit healing too. So.
I love that. The body doesn't heal without the spirit healing too. Wow. Quote it, please, and put Andrea's name in the back of it, okay? You know, and I mean, it's said, so it is clear. And that's to me, that's a message right there, you know, because when we are healing, every part of ourselves has to heal. So we always think that it's the outside or it's the mental. It's not just the mental. It's not just the outside skin, you know, but it's every part. It's the way we feel, the soul, and, you know, the connection that we need to build. And oftentimes we really do not try to build a connection with God, just so, because I always feel like, you know, if we do that, that's when we are allowed to stop anything, everything, and, you know, like take a standstill, because that's when the message comes clearer and then we could do everything that is really needed to be done, such as resting our bodies, eating correctly, because you probably would have never thought of eating vegetables, steamed vegetables, right?
Never.
Right? So that I always feel like, you know, when we get into connect, our entire beings take that standstill so we could see clearer what the message is and what's coming to us.
Absolutely. I have never found God in the chaos. I always find him in the quiet. And there was a season, it was during the time when I was homeschooling my kids, I had sat down at the piano one Sunday afternoon and just, you know, bowed my head and prayed, God, would you ever bless praise and worship music? And the songs started coming. Like, I would hear the notes, find them on the piano, the lyrics would come. I've written about 100 songs. And just, and it was that time, you know, of course, then I thought, oh, that's my ministry. I'm gonna be a worship leader. There you go. But God really used that time to heal my heart and bring me truly closer to him. And I would wake up at 3-4 in the morning and hear the music. And so it's his, you know, I can say it's beautiful music because it truly is his. And he still comes to me then, but it's when I get busy, I quit hearing the music. When I get busy, I quit hearing the messages. So again, like I said, I've never found God in the chaos. He's there, but we can't hear it because it's too noisy. And it's when we get quiet that we can truly hear and get that connection going. I think that's why he slows us down, right?
So. Yes, yes. Oh, thank you for sharing that with us. And we all need that. And I'm hoping that all of you listening, that you are really embracing that moment of stillness, the moment of, you know, to know that when you are soul searching, do it quietly so you could listen to the message. You could actually see clarity, because that's when clarity comes in. It's when you stand still and you let it in. Because again, when you are going in a moment of busy like the bee, and you know, you do feel confused, there's so much going on. And if you are at a place where you want to heal yourself, you are not feeling well, you're coming from those autoimmune diseases, or you're having whatever type of diseases that you have, if you are putting so much into your mind, you start fearing, you know, yourself. You don't know if you should go left or right. And at times what happens is that you find yourself disconnecting with everything around you. But when you are actually still, and you stand still and you say to yourself, all right, let me just pause and pay attention to the details. Trust and believe the right message comes in and you are able to do as taught. So it's so beautiful. Come on, people. I'm telling you. But I really love having you, Andrea. And it seems that we are getting closer to wrapping up. But as I'm getting into the close to the end of our conversation that I don't want to let go of, I would like you to, I know you gave us three tips before, but for people right now who are going through some types of autoimmune diseases, or someone who is probably feeling disconnected, you know, overall and with their being, what are two things you would say to them so they can start practicing in their everyday life?
Sure. One, I would grab onto the coattails of someone who has gotten well and really follow them. There's a gentleman that I follow. His name is Matt Embry, and he lives in Canada, and he was diagnosed with MS at 19, and his mom and dad went to work to figure out how to basically heal their kiddo, right? And he is now in his 40s, and he's never had any more flare-ups of a disease. The commonality is food. He eats lean meats, fruits, and vegetables. And you can find him at mshope.com or even MS Hope on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook at Life After Lupus, but just grab onto the coattails of someone who's done it. Read everything you can about people who have successfully healed. It's out there now more than ever. Google is phenomenal at keeping us in touch with people and finding people. So that you can believe, you can hang on to their belief until you can believe. That's one thing. And secondly, find a place, not necessarily a place, but find somewhere you can find restorative meditation. For me, I read some books. One person that I really hung on to, his name is Bernie Siegel, and he is a famous cancer doctor. I'm not sure if he's even living anymore, but he wrote a beautiful book called Mind, Medicine, and Miracles. And again, famous cancer doctor, Bernie Siegel, GEL, and he's got some beautiful meditation. And that kind of was very, I listened to them and I participated in them, and it was a start to healing. So we do have to get quiet, and a lot of people don't know how to do that. So I would find someone to follow who's great at bringing a meditative state and getting the mind quiet so the body can slow down. So those are the two things. Find someone to grab onto their coattails. And secondly, find a meditative resource that is really meaningful.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm hoping that everybody is taking notes of that. Because yes, we cannot do it by ourselves, right? You know, we definitely cannot do it by ourselves. So the best way is to learn from someone who has gone through it. And that person has practiced, you know, many ways around whatever the problem, the circumstance, or the challenge was, and then we're successful at it. So by knowing that, now we could go and practice that and see how we can fit it in our lives and our change, the change that we are doing. But it's not just that. It's after you grab into that person, could tell, you know, and follow through. Now you want to know more, right? You want to find yourself connecting with yourself. So that's why I always say soul searching is good, because when you are connecting with yourself, what you do, you can remove the distractions. You could actually quiet down, like you said, the noise around, just so you could actually connect with yourselves and learn about yourself, because that's what's going to really help you discover, you know, who you are truly and how you can protect your body, your mind, your soul the right way, and making sure that you're getting the right nutrients. So don't forget, and you know, as you are searching for yourself, you also need to eat right. Make sure that you're taking care of your well-being and your health, because it's very important. Don't do too much when your body is asking you not to. Listen to your body. and being able to follow through and connect with God, you know, like Andrea said, because we need that. We need that stillness. We need the connection. Oh my goodness. We have to let you go. No, stay. Well, it was really a pleasure having and listening to you. If somebody wants to, I know you said it, but I'm going to ask you to say it again, where they can find you if they want to connect with you.
Absolutely. So my Facebook and Instagrams are lifeafterlupus.com. You can also find me on my website, believinghim.com. And if someone wants to connect directly, certainly my email is just my name, Andrea@AndreaLendy.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, ladies and gents, you heard it all. You know what to do now. And I'm going to take, go ahead. You were given the tips that you needed this evening, this afternoon, wherever you are, the time frame that you are in. Use those tips in your life and make sure that you keep them every day in your practice. And yeah, go ahead. If you're not a vegetable person, go ahead and start eating some steamed vegetable. You never know what it can do for you. So that was Nadege and Andrea this evening, Unleashing Unapologetically. Good afternoon, good night, good day, wherever you are. Thank you, everyone.